This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. I got the hiccups, Judy.
It's not a good thing to have during the show, Hal.
I'll try to make it through this. Okay. A few more to do. I wanted to tell you, starting next month, Animal Radio kicks off a nationwide adoption drive. And every week, we'll feature a cat or a dog that's looking for a home. We'll spotlight an adoptable animal in every Animal Radio city, including your hometown. And if you adopt one of our featured pets, we'll pay the adoption fees and set you up with a year's worth of pet food and a goodie package, including toys and treats to get your adoption started on the right foot. You know what I mean? If you work at a shelter, now's the time to reach out to be included in this life-saving adoption drive. You can send us your email to yourvoice@animalradio.com. And of course, you can always learn more over at animalradio.pet. There, no hiccups. I think I've scared the hiccups away, which is good because it's just in time. The Kong, and you know, when we talk about Kongs, it's one of those words that's become part of the vernacular. You know, when you talk about Kleenex or Band-Aids.
Q-tips.
It signifies now more than the brand. By a show of hands, how many here in the studio have a Kong? Oh, all of us do.
Everybody that has a dog.
Okay, yeah. Well, pretty much, you know what it is. So I wanted to know a little more about the Kong. We have the top dog from Kong, Joe Markham, joining us. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor and a pleasure. We appreciate it.
Of course. So how did you come up with the Kong?
Well, I can only take half of the credit for it. My dog, Fritz, who was a rock-chewing German Shepherd, actually brought what was a part of a Volkswagen suspension from underneath the workbench. He brought it over and dropped it on my foot. And it is, I saw what he needed because we'd been on a quest for a long time because my rock-chewing dog was losing his teeth. He had about a third of his teeth already worn down.
So he was a chewer, a big chewer, and you were working on a VW, and he just came over with the part in his mouth, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, motorcycle guys, which I was back then, we didn't have a lot to do in the wintertime. So we worked on a lot of Volkswagens because they were air-cooled and very similar in a lot of ways with tools and things that we needed. So that was some parts left over from the winter work before, and Fritz went through them and found just what he was looking for.
And so the shape of a Kong, as we know it, the traditional shape is actually like the suspension portion of a VW.
Yes, a 67 VW bus has a strangely familiar-looking part on it now that resembles a Kong. Now, what he brought to me had a big metal bracket on it and everything because it mounted on the top of a transaxle to keep that thing from bumping against the frame. But that's what inspired the initial Kong was that shape that I did pull the metal bracket off, of course, and gave it to him. He did prefer it better without the metal on it.
But, of course.
Yes, indeed. But that kind of gave the inspiration to Kong. That was about like 1970, to give you an idea how long ago that was.
Now, about the name, I can take some guesses at the name, but how did that come up?
Okay, some friends of mine that wanted to invest in this new idea of a dog toy were all looking at it saying, what is that thing? What should we name it? And Beehive and some of these other names just didn't sound right. And the kid had just come from seeing the movie, the remake of King Kong, said, that ought to be the earplug for King Kong. Duh. Well, it's a Kong for sure. It's strong like him. So that's where it came. And as it turned out, it wasn't trademarked in our class of trade. So we were able to secure that trademark.
Yeah. And now it's huge. It's worldwide. How many countries do you sell it in?
82 and counting. So we print now, I think, in 14 languages.
How many do you think you've sold?
We're trying to figure that out. we run here in Golden, Colorado. We've got 14 presses. They're big, giant, 20-foot-tall rubber press-type things running. And they make about 700 pounds of Kongs a shift. running 24, pretty much 24/7, we're thinking it's close to 100 million.
Wow. Holy moly.
So, yeah. So for every dog in the world.
Yeah. You know, I put peanut butter in mine for my dog, but what are some of the other ways that people are using the Kong?
You know, we started off just throwing it. It was chase, catch, and chew. You throw it, you get them interested in playing with it, and it's a great toy like that on its own. However, all kinds of things have been put inside of Kongs, from dog food and spraying a little moisture on your dog food and putting it in there and freezing it, to whatever your dog's favorite treats are, putting them underneath some food inside of the Kong to stimulate them to find the most valuable treasure inside the Kong. Peanut butter, of course, is the standby. We have something we call Easy Treat, which is a kind of a takeoff on a spray, a real convenient spray that you can spray inside of it. And when I say spray, it comes out very, very slowly, but more like a liquid, the consistency of a liquefied peanut butter, if you will.
Like Cheese Whiz.
Like Cheese Whiz. There you go. Like Cheese Whiz.
Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show today and telling us about the origination of the Kong. I think it's cool to finally find out where that little puppy came from.
Yeah, it's amazing what happened, and it was a blessing for all the dogs in the world, you know, at this point. So pretty cool stuff, and thank you for having us.
If you want to learn more about Kong and anything you've heard on today's show, head on over to animalradio.pet. We're going to go back to the phones for your calls next.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.